Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
It is Friday, my people. That means weekend. That means tomorrow morning at this time, we're going to be driving down to Orange County for our appearance at the Orange County Fair. I'll talk you through. Today, a lot of show. Did you know that sex can lead to less binge eating?
I'm listening.
1 in 10 couples break up after vacation. I'll tell you why. Something crazy is happening in Poland. They're having a problem. People that are at the beach are fearing, and I saw a video, Mikey, you'll have to grab it. Wild boars run out of the ocean and attack people on the beach.
Are you talking about a new Sharknado, or is this the real thing?
It's actually, the video shows it clearly.
Oh my God.
And then of course you wonder, how did the goat get in the ocean? But the video clearly shows wild boars running out of the surf and then chasing people on the beach.
Are we going to play How Did This Happen? Or do you not know how this happened?
I don't know. But, I mean, you'll see it. You're looking at the ocean and a guy standing on the beach, and then out of nowhere from the surf runs a wild boar and starts chasing people.
Absolutely not.
It's an ongoing problem. I'll guide you through. Today we speak with Chris Hansen.
Gina. I'm trying to be cool. Who is a bigger fan than me of To Catch a Predator? Anybody?
T-Cap? I've never seen one.
T-Cap? Where they lure him to the house and they're like, and then he jumps out and he goes, have a seat. And then has a little conversation with him where the SWAT team tackles him. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
All right. We got 3 movies out today. Gray Drake of Rotten Tomatoes will tell us if they suck or not. 6 Reasons Today Doesn't Suck. We speak with the former head of Fox News, Roger, is it Ailes?
Ailes, yep.
Roger Ailes. Chick on the Street is at the Orange County Fair this morning. The first time she's going to be milking a cow. I don't think it's a real cow, though. It's a machine. And then she goes and plays some of the games on the fairway. We speak today with the great Don Cheadle and Rusty Wallace, my next-door neighbor. Rusty, NASCAR Hall of Famer, joins us to talk about... The driver?
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon is coming out of supposed retirement and driving for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Rusty Wallace on the show at 8:35. All of this crap comes your way on Mark in the Morning. All right, so tomorrow, Gina Grad, myself, Christian Han, Andy Chanley, Chick on the Street, Josh the Fleeganator, Joe Benson, Mikey Danny, we're all going to be at the Orange County Fair tomorrow at noon. Now, this last year we just appeared. This year we're putting on a full show. We open up with Fill in the Blank with Matt, Frank, and Jeremy. They rehearsed last night. Word is it went fantastic. Then Matt's band Big Language will play a 5-song set. Listener Talent, the shirt that I wore in the Mark's Back campaign is appearing.
Yeah.
Photo opportunities. Don't touch it. Now, yesterday, Danny and Chris Santoyo. Chris is the...
Events director.
Yeah, he works in creative services. They went to the fair for a walkthrough. This is what we got. Danny, how you doing?
That's how he's doing.
Okay. Hi, all. Danny and I had a good walkthrough with the fair today. I talked also with the sound person who will be there. We are on track with the planned show timeline, and the space will work well for our goals. They will be able to meet our needs on the audio side as well. Everything I mentioned, he said they have the equipment and the ability. I will send everybody more details on arrivals, etc., and we'll come in the studio tomorrow morning so we can regroup. In capital letters, the GOAT is still pending, but they're trying. I don't understand.
Yeah.
This is the Orange County Fair. They have full livestock. There's 100 goats 20 feet away.
Never been easier to get a goat.
Why can't we get a goat? Yeah. Danny.
We asked and they said no. I mean,
let's put it this way to ease all the listeners' ears. There will be a goat. Now, we don't want to say exactly what, maybe it's living, maybe it's not living, maybe Danny's in a pantsuit, but there will be a goat.
We threw out some options out there, like a Kobe Bryant jersey, greatest of all time, because he is.
What?
Greatest of all time. Oh, you never heard that?
No, okay.
Toy goats.
Don't give away all the secrets. Yeah. Danny, we'll have a goat in there.
What? Don't blame me.
I promised everybody a goat. I want a goat there by the Mark's Back shirt. You will provide a goat.
Oh, God.
There will be a goat. Don't worry, people.
God.
Continuing.
All right.
Mikey will be there helping to guide the sound tech cues from the sound booth, the same thing he did at the anniversary show. Danny will be helping to execute stage cues and talent placement. Chris, I'll be running around everywhere. Yeah. Matthew, I will loop you in with the sound guy as well when I resend him your stage needs. I asked my stupid son to please write an introduction for Big Language 2 weeks ago. Do I have it?
No.
Is the appearance tomorrow? Yes, it is.
So in this case, because you asked, you didn't get it, you just say, ladies and gentlemen, those guys, and drop the mic on the ground, damage it, and walk away.
I'm telling you right now, none of you, don't come to the fair. Don't come. We don't have a goat, and I don't have an introduction for Big Language. Do not show up. Okay, let's talk that through. So the fair opens at 10. We go on stage at noon. There are 800 seats. We're at the Heritage Theater. If you want to guarantee a seat, then you should get there at 10 when the fair opens and come and sit down. You're not going to be allowed to put a magazine or a blanket on your seat and leave it. We're not going to allow that. You need to get your butt in the seat. Now, it's going to be hot. You need to coat yourself with a nice suntan lotion and provide yourself with some water. Oh! We had this giant water gun. And I was going to shoot the crowd, cool them off. The fair said, we can't do it. Don't show up.
Mark,
don't come.
There's no man.
There's no goat. I don't have an infrared big language. And I can't shoot the water gun. Don't come. I'm not coming. I'm not showing up.
Don't listen to him. It's going to be great. Now, to make up for all the reasons why Mark just told you to stay home tomorrow, there is one reason and one very important reason to show up. Danny, breaking news, this just in, handing me a picture of a Pepsi donut bacon dog.
Oh, that's right.
Look at this picture.
Yeah, I saw. He said I saw it.
This is a quarter pound bacon wrapped beef dog on a sweet glazed donut topped with Pepsi glaze and caramelized onions and peppers. If you missed that, that's on you.
Yeah, man.
And we're going to be sampling that, right?
Yeah.
Josh the Fleeganator, Chick on the Street, and a listener, which we'll pull from the crowd, a listener, will be sampling three different fair foods. And that how much is that monster dog, Daddy?
$13, but, you know, it'll fill you up.
Josh, for me, is the go-to. He was hysterical yesterday with the sandwich that we ate, or 2 days ago. And so he'll be there giving us the rundown of exactly what flavors are moving through his mouth. We'll also have a round of Chick on the Seats. Katie will go out into the audience, and you'll be allowed to ask any question of anybody that's up on the stage. So tomorrow, we hope to see you there. There's no goat!
But there'll be plenty of stupid listener talent. Don't forget about that.
Oh, a ton. Can't wait. It's all going to be so good. Except the guy who was going to drink the six-pack of Yahoo in 60 seconds. He's not coming. Don't come. I'm not showing up. Yeah. Man. All the stuff I was looking forward to is not. There's no goat.
Oh, Hercules,
there
too.
There will be a goat.
Yeah. Okay, so we're about to go into a Mike TV. Every day, Mikey says, I got a great Mike TV. Today, he said, I have a Mike TV.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure about this one.
Yeah, he said he's wishy-washy on it.
Then why are we doing it?
I'm interested now. I want to see if it's wishy-washy. Because there's been a couple of times he said it's great. It wasn't. So maybe now he says it's wishy-washy. Maybe it's going
to
be great.
Oh, he's underselling.
Maybe.
Yes,
I could
this
be.
Is the way to go.
Okay.
Right. Here's Mike TV.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And Celine Dion was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and Jimmy does the Wheel of Musical Impressions, where they spin a wheel and they pick an artist and a song, right. And it's always like a silly song. So Celine Dion lands on Cher and Farah Jaka. So that's what we're going to start with, and then then we'll go to Jimmy and Michael Jackson. But let's start with Celine Dion doing Cher, an impression of Cher, and Farah Jaka.
No,
not
like,
fair.
No, you must know Cher.
Fern's song?
Well, it's you know
Fern's song.
And she's your friend.
Wherever Jacques, wherever Jacques, love me, I don't want to hear your ding dang dong. I don't want to hear your ding dang dong.
I don't know how I'm going to top any of that, but here we go.
Your turn. Let me enjoy
Cher.
That.
Oh, Michael Jackson. Doing one dance.
Yeah, yeah. No, no.
No, warming up.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy, are you okay? Jimmy, are you okay? Are you okay, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, are you okay? Are you okay?
I need one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time. I need one dance, the Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. All your power taking a hold of me.
Mikey, I wasn't sure where there's a little more.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, no,
yeah, yeah.
No, no, no.
They're doing a Michael Jackson off.
No, no,
yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, first of all, I've never heard Celine Dion joke around.
Right.
I'm so glad to hear that she's got a sense of humor. That was great.
I know.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I didn't know. Well, you know, Celine is very, you know, you either love her or hate her, and Cher is the same thing. And Jimmy and Michael, I just wasn't sure.
But the very fact that she was being funny made it worth it.
Yeah. You are no judge of your own genius.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was great.
Wow.
You're an idiot.
Can we, let's say I'm great one more time.
You were. That was really great.
All right, there's
and
my
you were
TV.
Great to make it great.
Thank you.
Good dog.
If you just joined us, the Orange County Fair, which is, by the way, the best fair I've ever been to in my life, because it has everything, games and rides and livestock. But they can kiss my ass, the Orange County Fair, because they're not going to give me a goat. I can't shoot the audience with a water gun because they said no. I don't have an introduction for Big Language, but that's my son's fault, not the fair's.
And we can't watch a guy drink Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, they banned the guy drinking Yoo-Hoo. And then I asked for Hercules, the world's largest horse, for somebody just to walk Hercules into the thing. So I go, there's the world's largest. They said, well, Hercules doesn't really get up. That's a bunch of crap. What, he takes a crap laying down?
Yeah, but I think in general, people pay to see Hercules. So they're losing money.
Yeah, man. Business.
Mark, this is going to be great. We got you there. We got me there.
I'm not
we got
coming.
Yes,
I'm not,
you
no,
are.
I'm not. I'm
we got
not
Andy
coming.
And Christian, Uncle Joe. We got music. We got listener talent. It's going to be awesome. We got food.
Chick
you're going to love it.
Chick on the street's on her way down there right now to milk a replica cow.
Yeah, she's going to stay there for 24
yeah.
hours.
We don't want her to, you know, them to close the doors on her.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to be there at noon tomorrow with a full show. Gina just said it. We got funny. We got music. We got food. So it's noon tomorrow, Orange County Fair. Make sure you are there. Okay, let's talk this crap through. Donald Trump accepted the Republican nomination for president Thursday night in the grand finale of the RNC. In his 77-minute speech, he ran down what he called the many problems with America and the world, and he vowed to fix them.
The number of new illegal immigrant families who have crossed the border so far this year already exceeds the entire total from 2015. They are being released by the tens of thousands into our communities with no regard for the impact on public safety or resources.
He continued.
I want every American whose demands for immigration security have been denied and every politician who has denied them to listen very, very closely to the words I am about to say. On January 20th of 2017, the day I take the oath of office, Americans will finally wake up in a country where the laws of the United States are enforced.
But John Kasich had this to say.
Americans are faced increasingly, I hear from people, with no choice. They're not keen on Trump, and they don't like Hillary either.
It was odd last night seeing Trump read from a prompter, which he said he would never do.
Yeah.
And he came off a little creepy because he was just staring.
Well, it's hard to do. You've done it before, right?
A prompter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be a little difficult. But the only thing I could think after his 1 hour and 17 minute speech was Trump can go an hour and 17 minutes. Poor Melania.
So what's trending, bitch?
Wow.
You'd be the best network news anchor. Well, George Harrison's estate has spoken out against Trump's use of the song Here Comes the Sun that they used to bring Ivanka on stage last night. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry will be joining supergroup The Hollywood Vampires on tour tonight following the health scare that sent him to the hospital during a show. And here's what's trending in sports. The Dodgers beat the Nationals in D.C. last night 6-3. Yeah. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We speak to former host of the famous To Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen, at 6:50. Can't wait. But first, Van Halen, this is Mark in the Morning.
So Skeeter and I are flying today. And it's uniquely interesting to see how people fly. Within 10 minutes of takeoff, 2/3 of the plane is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
They just go out.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a guy sit for 5.5 hours. He didn't read. He didn't sleep. He didn't look at a computer.
That's so
freaky. He refused his food. He
what?
Just sat for 5.5 hours looking straight ahead.
Do you think he was terrified, or you think he just does this so often he just zones out?
Who knows? But now I will get on the plane. I will read whatever magazine Linda hands me, usually as a People or an Us, or I'll do that until we take off. And then shortly after we take off, I have loaded my iPad with 3 movies. I put on my noise-canceling headphones, and I zone out into a good film that I'm looking forward to seeing. That's
good.
How I do it.
That's smart.
Yeah. And then I'll have wine with lunch, and then I just wait. And
so
watch movies.
You never sleep when you fly?
No.
Why?
Well, for one, I don't need to. Here lately. Do you remember the night that I had to get up at 1 because I couldn't get back to sleep? And I came down, I had the show ready to go at 3. The next night, because I had not slept, I didn't take a nap. Mm-hmm. I'd been awake
Powered
for
through.
Almost 24 hours.
Uh-uh.
Linda made me go to bed at 7. I was out by 7:30. And then she had to pull me out of bed at 6 a.m. the next morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you got this down.
What are your 3 movies?
This time.
Hang on. Y'all say something.
So last movie I watched on a plane was Deadpool, and it was awesome!
Oh, yeah. Deadpool is great.
I don't care at all about superheroes, and I can't wait to watch this again.
Linda said she was really nervous about watching it, then she did. And it's her favorite film.
I watched on her recommendation.
I've got Naomi Watts and Jake Gyllenhaal in a movie called Demolition.
All right.
I've got a movie called Finest Hours. It's a rescue film.
Oh, is that the Benghazi movie?
No, that's the, I think it's the Disney one, right? With the ship.
Oh, that would be different.
Yeah, there's a ship.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I've been wanting to see this. The reason that Daniel Craig got the role of James Bond is because he had made a film called Layer Cake, and the producers watched it, and they said, that's our guy. So I've got those 3 to pick from.
Nice. And Mark, were you just fanning some DVDs open? Are you bringing actual DVDs on the plane?
No. I watch them on my iPad.
Because it sounded like you were shuffling DVDs, and I wanted to know what device still took DVDs.
No. I rent them from iTunes.
Smart.
How do you fly, Gina?
I do the same thing. I download them on my little iPad. But by the time I get to the plane and I see that they have those neat little screens in front of me, then I want to watch their movies on their dime.
Yeah, we fly U.S. Air or American, and they don't have the screens.
Oh.
I did. When we flew to New Jersey, we had them, and that was awesome. You
Super
buy the
fun.
Internet, and then you can just, like, watch any and all. It was
yep.
awesome.
Yep.
Mikey, how do you fly?
Same thing. I download it onto my Amazon Fire, so I get through the Amazon movie store, and, watch a movie there. And I downloaded your movie, and it wouldn't download completely, so I actually wasted $1.99 on your movie that I never saw.
Well, do it again, because I did the same thing as you did, and it played for me.
Oh, okay. I'll try it.
You know what, though? Can I tell you? I won't watch anything that shakes me up in any way. I love scary movies. I love suspenseful movies. But when I'm flying at that altitude, I'm already nervous, and I don't want to feel that feeling. So I'll read stuff and watch stuff and be entertained by stuff I would never be entertained by on the ground. I will watch 6 hours of Dance Moms before I'll watch something scary on a plane.
One time, there was a guy sitting one seat up and across from me, and he was watching porn on his iPad. I simply closed mine and enjoyed what he was given. All right, call right now. 5 seconds for, what is it?
20. $20.
Wow.
Yeah.
5 seconds for $20. Call right now, 888-696-1003. Do we have Chris yet?
Yes.
We do.
We do.
We welcome in this gentleman. He is promoting Killer Instinct with Chris Hansen, season 2 premiere July 25th at 9 on Investigation Discovery. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, I'm going to warn you. My co-host, Gina Grad, is, I guess, your biggest fan. She could not wait for this interview.
So excited.
Well, I'm very flattered.
Now, for those that have not seen it, Chris, can you tell us exactly what Killer Instinct with Chris Hansen is?
Killer Instinct is a show where the ID Network lets me go out in the field and investigate these cases, murders, and do the kind of interviews that I like to do and really take the viewer on a journey of discovery, see things they wouldn't normally see, hear things they wouldn't normally hear. And then we combine that work in the field with these very cinematic recreations that make these episodes really look like mini motion pictures. And they're very, very compelling to watch.
Mark, let me give you an example of how much I love Killer Instinct. We were just in Vegas, doing a live show. And while everybody went down to the tables, went down to the clubs after we worked, did all this stuff, I went back to the room, ordered a turkey club, and watched 3 episodes of Killer Instinct.
I warned you, Chris. I could have told you.
There you go.
So now,
that. And that is why ID is the number one rated network and the coveted ID of your co-host.
Yep.
So, Chris, one morning I woke up at like 2 or 3. I couldn't get back to sleep, so I just propped myself up and turned on the television. And I ran across something that I just started watching. And I wound up watching 3 of them in a row. It's called Forensic Files. Have you seen that?
Oh, it's a great show. Yeah, no, it's a great show. I tell you what, this ID Network, these people running the thing are so smart. We did a ID Con. You know how they have Comic Con?
Mm-hmm.
And they did an ID Con, and we didn't really know how many people were going to show up. So they limited, for the first year. We did it, last month in New York City. 400 people, all, diehard fans. Guess how many people were on the waiting list? 7,000.
Good God.
People love this stuff.
I mean, we're going to have to get an auditorium. We're going to have to get to a theater the next time we do it.
Yep.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Chris Hansen. He is the star of Killer Instinct with Chris Hansen.
Chris, question for you, and you might have been asked this maybe a million times. I'm not sure. But, of course, known so famously for To Catch a Predator, which was such an incredible show. And I'm sure, controversial in some ways. But did you ever get any sort of humanitarian award for hosting a show like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I speak to a lot of, child advocacy groups and, go to fundraisers and you get an award, but the real reason you're there is to give a speech and draw people in and raise money for, child protection and online safety and awareness. But yeah, I mean, usually 6, 7, 8 times a year, I'll do something like that. And it's very rewarding because I think it's, at the end of the day, that show, that series of investigations, created a dialogue and raised awareness that didn't exist before. And, we shot a new investigation called Hansen versus Predator just some months back, and we're figuring out where that's going to air in the next couple of weeks. But, once again, we saw, 11 guys show up in 3.5 days.
Wow.
Looking to have sex with a 12 or 13-year-old boy or girl, and, it ranged from a Boston insurance executive to a guy I had known from the commuter train in New York.
What?
Crazy.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Chris Hansen. He is the star of Killer Instinct with Chris Hansen. I see here, Chris, that you have 8 Emmy Awards. I only have 1. Here, let me show it to Gina.
I know. We see it. It's right behind you. There, it's very nice, very shiny.
See that, Gina?
Yep, right up close to my face. Thank you.
Yeah, nice.
He has 8, Mark.
I got 1. Yeah, let me show it to you.
It's really beautiful. It's gold, see? Shiny. It's in my face again.
Thanks very much. Where do you keep your Emmys, Chris?
You know, I have 8. Two I can't find for the life of me. some are in my office, and some are in my house. And my mom has 1, and so they're spread out a little bit.
You know you've made it when you have so many Emmys you can't find 2 of them.
I know. They're in the basement someplace. Don't know.
Well, Chris, listen. If ever you start to doubt your popularity, just give us a call at 888-696-1003, and I'll let you just sit and talk to Gina.
That would be great.
Well, that'd be lovely, and you made my day.
Well, check it out. It is Killer Instinct with Chris Hansen. Season 2 premieres July 25th at 9 p.m. on Investigation Discovery. Chris, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
In mere moments, it's the contest everybody's talking about around the water cooler. 5 seconds for how much, Gina?
$20.
But first, let's try to give away $1,000. It is the classic rock campaign bribe, because bribing people is how you get things done in the good old U.S. of A.
You have 15 minutes to text STAKE to this number, 72881. Messaging and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. All our Mark in the Morning listeners 18 years or older in all 50 states are eligible. We'll have more bribes for our L.A. listeners at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Once again, the super secret code word is STAKE, STEAK, and the number to text to be in the drawing for $1,000 is 72881.
Be proud, accept our bribe, and vote for classic rock at work. This is America, damn it.
5 seconds for $20.
Now, I can't tell you why, because I honestly don't know, but my wife, who is about to run errands, she loves 5 seconds for the game. She is waiting for this game to be over so she can run do her errands. We go to Lester calling from Glendale. Good morning, Lester.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Driving home from work, actually.
So you work an all-night shift?
Yes, I do.
Where? What do you do?
I am a police officer.
Dude, we had a cop yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you for what you do.
I appreciate that.
All right. When do you wind up sleeping? I used to work overnights, and it's sometimes kind of tough to sleep during the day.
Well, right when I get home, I just usually have something to eat and then go straight to bed.
That's a good way to do it.
Wow. And how long do you wind up sleeping?
Anywhere from 6 to 7 hours.
And good. Do you have a wife and kids?
Yes. Yes, I do.
How long you been married?
I'm going on 2 years now.
Oh, newlyweds.
So you still like her then?
Yes, I think so.
All right, Lester, I'm going to be honest with you. I got a tough one today, but you could be a geek and you'll know the answer. You got 5 seconds.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
If you get it right, you get $20. If you don't, Monday is worth $25. Lester, are you ready?
I am ready.
How did you wind up finding a wife when you've got a first name of Lester?
Oh, my God, Mark. He protects and serves. Just play the game.
I've heard it all through middle school, high school. I've heard so many stuff. Lester the molester, Lester Uncle Fester, all that stuff. It's nonstop.
So you're impervious to my crap, then?
Completely.
All right, yeah, Lester. Here we go, Lester. Good luck. I really want you to win it, but you won't. Here's your question. What is Superman's alien name?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bionic
Man? I don't know.
No. Ooh, Bionic Man.
Here is Stephanie, the Star Wars geek, to tell you.
Lester, you're killing me. Everybody knows that Superman's alien name is Kal-El. Jeez!
Oh, God.
Hey, Lester, seriously, man, you wake up every day and you put on a bulletproof vest so that we can sit out and enjoy scotch and a cigar. Thank you and all of you that do what you do. Thank you for that.
Really appreciate it, Mark. Thank you, guys, and thank you for the show. It always makes me laugh.
Thank you, Lester. It is now time for Flick Chat with Gray Drake from Rotten Tomatoes. Now, Gray, I'm going to ask you a question at the end of this, but I need you to promise me that you'll answer it honestly.
Oh, my God. For you, anything.
That's what I want to hear. All right. Now, I'm pumped about this. Gray has seen all three of the new movies this week. Tell me about Star Trek Beyond.
Well, the last one sucked, and this one was awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the actor's name, but the guy who plays Spock, I think, is fantastic.
Zachary Quinto.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's fantastic, and everybody on the Enterprise is sexy, talented, and they are in trouble, you guys, because this movie's super intense. It has great action, but just like Star Trek should, it has a meaning. There's symbolism there. So if you want to be smart about it, you can, and it is well done. It feels like old Star Trek, but you won't feel like a nerd for watching it. So if you're not a Trekkie, don't worry. You're still going to have a good time. This movie is in the 80s. Everybody Ooh. Loves it.
What? Oh, good. Good. I can't wait. Okay, for the kids, Ice Age Collision. I'm sorry. For the kids and my wife, Ice Age Collision Course.
You know, this series has that weird-looking squirrel thing, right, guys?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know how he just goes around and jams his nuttin' where it doesn't belong and gets in trouble? Who can relate to that, Mark? Well, this time he's in space and he has set an asteroid on a collision course with Earth. And so Manny and all of the, you know, animals down on the planet that we've seen in the other three Ice Age movies, they are also in trouble, just like the Star Trek folks. Now, the difference between those movies is that kids and Linda, the great Linda, love these films, but I never have really connected with them. I thought that they were always like a little off. And Ice Age Collision Course is super off with our critics.
Oh. What's the tomato meter?
12%.
Ooh, oh, God.
That's rough.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah.
Okay, do a quick review of Lights Out so I can ask my question.
Okay, Lights Out, scary movie, Mark. You have to see it. It stars Teresa Palmer, Maria Bello, and it is about an evil spirit that lives in a house and is torturing the family who every time they turn the lights out. It is so good. I loved it. And a horror movie, 79%.
Oh, that never happens.
All right, here's my question. Gray, you would have a much bigger percentage chance to answer yes to this because you spend so much time in movie theaters. Here's the question. Gray Drake, have you ever had any form of sex in a movie theater?
No, it's a sacred space.
Are you
How
lying?
Dare you, sir? How dare you?
That's basically her church. She's a movie reviewer.
Yeah, but you would think that's what she does for a living. It would be even hotter in there.
Oh,
but
maybe, yeah.
Try to get that done for me, Grace, so you can review it.
Oh, no. I can tell you all, certified fresh.
Yeah!
Flick Chat, this is Gray Drake. She is senior editor for Rotten Tomatoes. Gray, thank you as always. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody. I'm going to go stick my nut where it doesn't belong.
Gina.
Yeah.
This is that Steven Tyler song you liked.
I love this song.
Love Is Your Name. Well, Steven Tyler has released his country album, We're All Somebody from Somewhere. And then the announcement was made, one of the new songs called Hold On, Won't Let Go has been named as the new anthem for the Professional Bull Riders Organization. Here it is. Professional Bull Riders CEO Sean Gleason said, quote, it's a standout moment for our sport and we couldn't be more honored. Hold On, Won't Let Go is the quintessential PBP anthem. The song will be played at all PBR events as well as when they air on CBS television. Let's go to the phones. Bob has called. He is driving his porta potty truck across the country from Kansas, and he's listening. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mark, Tina, gang. How's everybody?
Good. We're really good. So you're listening live on the internet?
I've got the app through my phone to go through my sync system in the truck.
Smart.
So now you drive a porta potty truck for a living?
Yeah, I'm the one that Katie was supposed to ride with, and you were supposed to send the camera crew out with.
The honey truck.
Honey truck, exactly.
Yeah.
I got into Merriman, Kansas last night, Gina, and I just thought I'd give a shout out to Kansas City.
Oh, right.
You.
I'm sorry. What part of Kansas did you go to?
I'm in Merriman.
I'm Kansas. So sorry.
right outside of Kansas City. I mean, I could have seen downtown Kansas City from there. So.
Wow.
So, Bob, where do you live?
I'm based out of Whittier. I flew into Minneapolis on Wednesday night to pick up the new truck, and I'm driving it back to L.A.
How many kids do you have?
I got zero kids.
You got a wife?
Used to.
What happened? What'd you do to screw it up?
Well, she decided somebody else had a bigger one.
We love you, Bob.
Well, so do you have a girlfriend now? Are you dating?
Oh, occasionally. You know, you got to get your plumbing taken care of. So,
Bob, how did you find out that your wife was cheating on you?
It was really interesting. After the divorce, I found out. So she had a best friend who, well, during the divorce was a best friend, but once everything became final, she told me, and I, you know, it's just, it's kind of a sad situation, Mark. She was, she went and dated a EMT, a paramedic from the agency she was working at, and after my divorce, and they were seeming hot and heavy, he decided to dump her because I guess he liked his ex-girlfriend better. So, you know, karma plays
yeah. Right.
Swift sometimes.
Well, Bob, listen, love you, man. Thank you for listening, and sorry about the divorce, but there's brighter days ahead for you.
Dude, I've been divorced since 1988 and having the time of my life.
It's good stuff. Bob, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again, Mark. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
All right, let's talk it through. Tomorrow at 12 noon, Mark in the morning, Andy in the afternoon, Chick on the street, Joe Benson and Josh the Fleeganator, plus Mikey and Danny, we're all going to be at the Orange County Fair. This time, we're not just making an appearance, we're putting on a show. Fill in the blank with Matt and Frank and Jeremy Benson, Joe's son. They're going to do Rush, Tom Sawyer. It's going to be great. They rehearsed last night. I heard it went killer. Then Matt's band Big Language plays a 5-song set. Stupid Listener Talent, the Mark's Back shirt is going to make an appearance, the one that I wore on the Billboard campaign. And Danny did a walkthrough yesterday. Danny, how does the stage look?
Stage looks fantastic. It's got seats on three sides of the stage, so there's plenty of close seating. Backstage looks kind of whatever. You know, be sure to wear your dirty shoes, your fair shoes, and step in some poo there. But we got some air conditioners running back there. We're going to get some water and spray you guys down. Mm-hmm.
A couple of notes to keep in mind. Now, the Heritage Stage has 800 chairs. Last year, when we just did an appearance, by the time we arrived, which was, you know, an hour before, there were already 1,000 people in line. And we knew that we couldn't get to any more than that. So we got on the radio and said, if you're not here, don't come. We cut the line off. So we're pretty sure that this is going to pack out. So if you want a seat, then you need to be there when the fair opens at 10 and go and sit down in your chair. We're not going to allow you to put, you know, a blanket or a magazine on a seat. It needs to be your butt in that chair. Couple of words of advice. You need to have some suntan lotion to cover up because you're going to be sitting outside. Mm. Also, water. Make sure you have plenty of water. I don't have a goat. The fair would not give me a goat.
Ironically, a place that is lousy with goats.
Yeah, that's the thing. That why can't I have one?
It's all good, man. We've got bacon. Tons
bacon.
And tons of bacon.
Yeah.
I asked for Hercules the horse, the world's largest horse. They told me he doesn't really get up.
Yeah, he's a diva.
So what? Does he take a crap laying down? What the hell's that about?
Yeah, it's like a model. He doesn't get out of bed for less than $10,000 a day.
Josh and Katie are going to be sampling Thayer Foods, and if they really like it, you can go get one. We've got a hot dog coming. What's on that hot dog, Danny?
Donuts, Pepsi, bacon, yeah. Onions.
And a Pepsi glaze.
Yeah.
Wow.
All in one.
It's going to be awesome.
We're also going to do a live 5 seconds for $5 at the fair. Somebody who's in attendance will get to get up and do... Wait, was I not supposed to say that?
Or will we?
Or will we? Yeah, exactly. God, man!
Wait, I didn't miss the part that I was supposed to not talk about.
There might be some other cameos, other appearances. We're going to have a great time tomorrow. 800 seats. You can stand around in the back if you don't get one of the seats, but that's not going to be as comfortable.
You know, I joke around. I'm not kidding. For those of you that have never been to the Orange County Fair, and I've been to a lot of fairs, this thing is the best out there.
Yep.
It's huge. Every kind of ride, every kind of game you want to play, livestock. There's museums and things that you can go into. It's just a full day, and you need to bring a lot of money. Your money just disappears for some reason.
Fun.
Yeah. So join us tomorrow, 12 noon. I'm flying out today. I can't wait. I've actually picked out what I'm going to wear, and I never do that.
Really? How formal are you going? Are you going black tie or white tie?
I am going shorts, a shirt, and flip-flops.
Oh, that's different than what I'm doing. Okay.
And what are you? You're doing a dress?
I'm wearing a party dress. It's a party. I thought we were going formal. I thought you were going to have your tails and your top hat.
It's a little hot for that crap.
All right, well, compromise. Also, we're going to have a family coming out that just sent us an email that's really cool. Apparently, this lady, she emailed us. Her boyfriend loves the show. His son loves the show. They don't live in the same state. So Mark in the Morning is really the thing that they bond over. And wow. They're all going to come tomorrow. And it'll be his son's birthday, Nathan. So let's give a big happy birthday shout out to Nathan, if you wouldn't mind.
And then the guy said he wanted to meet me?
Yeah, but, you know, taste is different for everybody.
I've decided I'm not meeting anybody.
Oh.
I'm just there to do the thing, and then I'm leaving.
Well. Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to
shake
any hands.
Okay, Zsa Zsa, you're not going to take one picture with anybody?
Trend me, Gina.
Roger Ailes has resigned from his role as chairman and CEO of Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network after the Fox host Gretchen Carlson and other women accused him of sexual harassment. But I believe he's getting a nice little payday. I think it's around a $40 million severance. So
He'll
land on his feet. Facebook is rolling out a new messenger feature called Secret Conversations. And it only lets you scramble messages. Oh, it not only lets you scramble messages, but they self-destruct as well. So that'll be interesting. And here's what's trending. In sports, the NBA is moving the 2017 All-Star Game from Charlotte, North Carolina, because of the league's objection to House Bill 2, which limits protections for the LGBTQ community in the state. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. It was on this day back in 1970 we heard this music from someone who is now a big, big star. We'll find out who in 6 Reasons Today Doesn't Suck at 7:36. But first, The Boss. This is Mark in the Morning.
Okay, so I've been saying we're going to be at the Orange County Fair tomorrow at noon with a full show. We got Joshua who's called in. He works at the Orange County Fair. Good morning, Joshua.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. What do you do at the fair?
I'm one of the leads in the livestock department, so I kind of help oversee and maintain all the livestock area at the Orange County Fair.
Can you bring me a goat tomorrow?
I would be more than happy to get a goat for you.
All right.
Oh,
wait.
Josh.
Oh, dude, this is huge. You're going to bring me a goat.
I can get you either a market goat, or I can even get you one of those little petting zoo goats, the ones that are like tiny miniature ones. I would be happy to work that out.
Okay, Joshua, I want to see you at 11:30 with the goat.
Perfect. I will make it work.
Let's get your information, Joshua. You're a hero.
You are a hero.
You know, you guys make my morning every day. I love listening to you guys. I've listened to you since God knows how long, since, you know, 16 or 17. And you guys make my drives in the morning way better every morning. Aww.
Gina!
Yeah?
We gotta go! Joshua, I will meet you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Hang on the line so we can get your info. Thank you.
All right. Now, 6 reasons today doesn't suck.
1.
Gotta go.
It was on this day back in 1970 Elton John's self-titled album, which includes your song, was released in the U.S.
Love this song. And I tell you, every time we hear it, the best version of it is, I just forgot her name, the Broadway star who did this song for Elton John at the Kennedy Center Honors.
Wow.
I gotta play it for you. Heather Headley, Broadway star.
Every time, every single time that I drive by the Troubadour, I think of Elton John made his first appearance in the U.S. at the Troubadour. You couldn't get in because the word had spread as how good he was, and the place was packed. And the Troubadour, same place that Harry Nilsson and John Lennon got kicked out for.
But it really is. Brothers.
It's got to be a historic, historic place. They ought to go ahead and put a plaque on it or something.
Two.
Happy birthday. David Spade is 52 today.
Richard. Is this your coat?
Don't do it.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Don't.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Take it off, dickhead. I'm serious.
Whoa.
I figured you were going to cut it off before then.
I was already at the button. Yeah. I knew you weren't going to hit it.
I just figure you knew.
I got to check my clips.
Three.
Happy birthday. Albert Brooks is 69.
God. These portions are gigantic.
Oh, I'm so hungry. The residents love this place. It's supposed to be the best resident food in the area.
Really? Mm-hmm. Good clumps, huh?
Yeah.
Enjoy your meal.
Thank you.
So what was your favorite food in the whole world?
Turkey with stuffing.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't eat turkey.
Why not?
Well, when I was a kid, I had one as a pet, and I named it. And you can't eat something if you name it.
I wish someone had told me that years ago. I would have named ice cream.
Cool. Love that movie.
You told me to bring you nine pies.
Don Henley is 69 years of age today. The Eagles singer-drummer had a hand in writing such hits as Best of My Love, One of These Nights, Take It to the Limit, New Kid in Town, Hotel California, and Heartache Tonight. The Texan also enjoyed 80s success with Dirty Laundry and Boys of Summer.
Five.
Was an early morning yesterday.
Rick Davies of Supertramp is 72 today.
And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on.
For my money, for me, Breakfast in America is one of the greatest. It would be in the top 10 for me of all time. It didn't leave my turntable for 2 years. Wow. I just played it every day.
Six.
And finally, happy birthday to Alex Trebek. He is still hosting Jeopardy, and he is 76 years of age.
Oh, the best. Do you watch Jeopardy?
I don't. Look,
it's my favorite.
Look, you're either a Jeopardy person or you are a Steve Harvey Family Feud. I am Family Feud.
I'm Jeopardy.
I'm a stupid man, and I can't answer any questions from Jeopardy, but I'm really good at Family Feud. Well, Fox News CEO Roger Ailes, has resigned amid accusations of sexual harassment from some of the network's female employees. We have Roger on the phone right now. Thanks for calling in, Roger.
Thanks for having me. And yes, I'm stepping down, not because of these, quote, accusations and over-the-top air quote, but because I'm looking forward to taking some time for myself. I'm 76 years old, for goodness sake. Time to do the things I love.
For example?
I don't know, a little of this, a little of that, fly fishing, stamp collecting, touching butts, you know, normal old man stuff.
Roger, that's inappropriate.
Nonsense. Stamp collecting is a noble hobby. Those are tiny pieces of history, Mark. Anyway, I'll spend some time sprucing up my classic cars. I might do some reading, maybe reach out and touch some butts and squeeze some butts. Time to unwind, Mark.
Again, Roger, it's not really appropriate hobby to have.
Are you kidding me? Classic cars are a staple of American culture, Mark, and mine needs some sprucing. I just hope I can find time in between all my other hobbies and activities, like gardening, bird watching, walking through the produce aisle of Trader Joe's with my palms facing outward, looking for a butt to touch and squeeze, then touching the butt and squeezing the cheeks and whispering, I think these uns are ripe for the picking. Then dropping my basket and running off giggling and thinking about the butt I just touched. Yep, time for old Roger to take some much-needed R&R.
Roger, it's really enough. These hobbies are terrible.
Bird watching, Mark. Can't you appreciate the wonder of nature?
I'm not talking about the first few hobbies you've mentioned in each set examples of hobbies you've given. Roger, I'm talking about the last hobby of each set as an example, which has consistently been about touching and squeezing butts. That's what got you into the situation in the first place.
How dare you speak to me in that way? I tell you, if you were a butt, I'd squeeze you so hard right now, I'd squeeze you out of anger and massage you and knead you like dough, but in an angry way.
Thank you for calling in, Roger.
You bet. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to see if I can squeeze...
Don't say it, Roger.
...in a quick 18 holes of golf. Jeez, Mark, what did you think I was going to say?
To be honest, I thought you were going to say that you were going to go try to squeeze a butt.
Egads, how dare you? I've had enough of this shabby treatment. I need to get back to my journaling anyway, which is another hobby of mine. Good day to you, Mark.
Good day to you, Roger.
Okay, Friday, July 22nd. I just got off the phone with Mark from 100.3 The Sound, and he mentioned something that gave me a great idea, which is why later on I plan to touch some butts and squeeze some butts, regardless of whether or not the ladies whose butts I'm touching and squeezing want me to touch and squeeze the butts. More details to come. XOXO Roger.
Please hang up, Roger.
Roger Ailes signing off and touching butts later on today. Okay, bye.
Now, we also have Donald Trump on the phone. Mr. Trump, any comment about your speech last night?
You know, Mark, it was a huge night. Huge. And afterwards, to celebrate, I took everyone out to Applebee's. We love those grilled chicken wonton tacos. They're hugely delicious. But it was great. I was in such a good mood last night. I gave my running mate, Mike Pence, like a dozen more air kisses.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was very sweet.
We got to bring back law and order, Mark. We got to bring back law and order to this country. That show has been gone far too long. Believe me. And I'm going to appoint Mariska Hargitay Attorney General.
Yes!
Believe me.
Now, Donald, you said that you weren't going to read from a prompter, but last night you did.
You know what? I got talked into it. Ivanka said it would be the right thing to do. She didn't want me going off and spewing all that racist stuff I normally do.
Well, Donald, listen, thank you for the
time. Were you playing
the
believe me drinking game? Every time I said believe me, you talk.
Listen to Eric giggling at himself.
He's so good.
Eric, we're going to be at the fair tomorrow. I wish you were in town. Everybody would love to see you.
Have a corn dog for me.
You know I'll have two. Eric, have a great weekend.
Have fun. You too.
Come on. Let's talk about sex,
baby. A new study has found that having more sex can lead to less binge eating. When you have sex, your body releases the chemical oxytocin into the bloodstream. Researchers from New York University found that when this chemical is swimming around your body, it affects your eating habits by decreasing your appetite and helping you regulate binge eating, especially when you're dealing with sweet carbohydrates. And of course, when you add the number of calories burned during your action between the sheets, things are looking good and healthy. Ladies, you just heard this. It is time now to stop protecting the poo nanny. You gotta pass that thing around. Huh? You gotta make this a healthy nature.
What?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're helping mankind by knocking it out.
Wait, I thought this was more of a PSA for ladies. There's a great new way to lose weight, and we wanna help you.
I'm talking about, that's right, okay, the health of the late.
Help me help you, Mark.
The answer is to start banging more.
Yeah.
So no more of this no or later. Just do it.
Yeah.
It's for a health reason, for God's sakes. Oh God. Don't you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I have a great joke. I just can't say it.
Why not? I want to hear it now.
I'll tell you when we cut to something.
According to a new survey, vacationing with your significant other sometimes causes more harm than good. The survey found that 1 in 10 couples break up following their vacation, with 18% of the respondents saying too much time together was an issue when taking trips. The most common arguments on vacation are about money, too much drinking, finding a place to eat, and someone pressuring to organize the day's activities.
Interesting, because, you know, Tim and I take a lot of trips together. I know you and Linda take a lot of trips together. Mm-hmm. And Tim and I are really good travel partners, but I have to say, the one thing that we do, I personally get a little snippy about, is when we can't find where we're going. And I'm start, you know, I'll just ask, just figure it out, or just ask somebody. No, no, I know. And I do get a little snippy. And I know that there are some people that want to break up, but wait until after they go on the vacation, because they want to get that vacation in before they take off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of such.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Well, if you're a Texans fan, this could be potentially bad news. J.J. Watt is getting back surgery, Todd?
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, you can say, what does J.J. Watt and Clayton Kershaw have in common? Herniated disc in the back. Watt is he's the best defensive player in the NFL, three-time award winner in his 5 years that he's been playing for the Texans, and he underwent his second back surgery for the herniated disc. He also had one 6 months ago, and he hopes to be ready for the opener this year. He's never missed a game in his five years of playing in the NFL. He has never missed a game.
Boy.
Yeah, and he's, as you know, he is really one of the top players in the league.
And watching him on Hard Knocks, he's such a leader, and what a great guy. So, I feel bad for him, and I don't even watch football.
Important player. Hey, I'll tell you, somebody who's willing to play for nothing, it's Ray Rice. Remember the running back, former Ravens running back, who, of course, was charged with domestic assault with his now wife in that elevator. Anyway, he hasn't played in a couple years, and he says if somebody signs him, he will donate all of his salary in 2016 to domestic violence programs. So that's what he says. And this just in this morning, Le'Veon Bell, who's probably, you know, I think he may be the top running back the last 3 or 4 years from yards from scrimmage of the Pittsburgh Steelers, has been suspended for 4 games because he missed a drug test. He violated the drug policy because he missed a test. He is appealing. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. All right, Major League Baseball, Mark. The Dodgers did it. They beat Steven Strasburg yesterday. Dodgers beat the Washington Nationals 6-3. Strasburg now 13-1 of the season. That's his first loss of the season. The Dodgers handed it to him. Or maybe I should say Justin Turner handed it to him. He homered twice, a 2-run home run, a 3-run home run, 5 runs batted in, and the Dodgers used 8 pitchers yesterday and beat Washington 6-3. So you know the Dodgers are now only 4 games out of first place. And when you talk about players who are having incredible years for their final years in a sport, David Ortiz, Big Poppy of Boston, is doing that. Now, Boston beat Minnesota 13-2 yesterday, but he had a home run. He now has 24 home runs and is batting .330 at the age of 40 in his final season of the big leagues. He's just playing great. Now, the other big news in the NBA, and Gina, I believe you trended this earlier on, is that the NBA is moving its 2017 All-Star game from Charlotte because of House Bill 2, which the big crux of that bill is, the bill says transgender people have to use the bathroom that's of the sex on their birth certificate for public bathrooms, you know, government buildings and that kind of thing. And so the NBA doesn't like that. And so they're going to transfer their All-Star game from Charlotte in 2017. Yeah, I mean, why not just transfer? If the NBA doesn't like, why do they let the Charlotte Hornets play there?
$1 billion in revenue lost.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, why do if the NBA has that big of a problem, why do they allow one of their franchises to set up shop there? And if that's the case, why would you allow the Carolina Panthers to play in Charlotte?
No, don't tug at that thread.
I mean, I'm just thinking, why wouldn't? I mean, seriously, I think you know that they should move. The Carolina Panthers should move just across the border.
Well, they
across the border to South Carolina.
They can't come here because we have the Rams.
Yeah. And this is another case in college football now. Quick college football note, and that is that the ACC, Atlantic Coast Conference, they have their championship title game at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. And they asked the ACC, well, what are you guys going to do? And they say, we're keeping our title game there for the time being. So it's an issue, I guess. It's an issue. Hey, that does it for sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. Go ahead, check them out this weekend. Great time to buy a car. Remember, at Frontier Toyota, they don't close deals. They open relationships. Have a great weekend and a great time at that Orange County Fair.
Woo! You bet, Todd.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Now, Katie is where we're gonna be tomorrow. She is at the Orange County Fair. Good morning, Kotz.
Good morning. What is up?
Well, you're about to milk not a cow, but a cow machine.
Now, and her name is Martha?
Maxine.
And so what is she normally used for?
Milking. Teaching the kids how to milk a cow.
Okay, so what's like my first step going to be?
Well, first you're going to kneel down.
Okay. So guys, right now I'm leaning down, and what I'm looking at is a big plastic shiny cow with an udder with stuff. She's mooing. With stuff coming out, got udders and got a bucket, and she's talking now.
So now you're going to squeeze the teat, don't pull.
Squeeze the teat, don't pull.
That's good advice in general.
Now, if nothing came out, is that bad?
Keep going.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, I don't know if this is an inappropriate question. Is an udder as sensitive as human nipples would be?
Yeah.
It is?
Oh,
so
careful.
Does this...
We lost connection. We've been listening to that all morning long.
But you know what? We got the most important question and answer out of the way before that happened.
We are now joined by one of our best actors, Don Cheadle, and he has a pet project. It's a movie about Miles Davis that Don co-wrote the script, directed it, and starred in it. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Now, what attracted you to this story?
Well, you know, Miles Davis music has been in my life since I was very young, and someone who I've been interested in. You know, I read his autobiography when I was in high school. I think I read it again in college. But what sort of attracted me, quote unquote, was Vince Wilburn, Miles' nephew, when Miles was being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 2006, was asked if they were ever going to do a movie about his life, and he said, yeah, and Don Cheadle's going to play him. So, I don't know if the attracted me is the same. It's really
forced.
It seems like I was just kind of pressed into service.
Now, I'm interested in actors who become directors, and my question is this. Having been an actor for so long and working with so many great directors, did that help you a great deal when you stepped behind the camera for the first time?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of stuff gets in, and I was very fortunate and have been very fortunate to stay in contact with a lot of those directors that I've worked with and be able to sort of, you know, have them pull my coat about the process and about what I was going to be stepping into. But nothing can completely prepare you for it, you know, when you're standing on the set and everyone is looking to you to sort of get their guidance. It was really intimidating and, you know, kind of made me a nervous wreck, but ultimately it was the only way that we were going to get it done.
Now, the movie is called Miles Ahead. This is not going to the theater. It's on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital, and it's out now. Tell us a little bit about the story.
Well, the story is focuses on a period of Miles' life, a couple of days in his life, where a recording of his was taken, and he and this writer who showed up to try to get the comeback story sort of embark on this two-day journey to get his music back.
It is Miles Ahead, Blu-ray, DVD, and it is Don's directorial debut. Don, thank you for the time and good luck with your project.
Thank you so much.
I'll just put that over here. I think latte.
Yeah, maybe a Red Bull.
Mix them together.
Yeah, I think that's just his vibe. Seems like a super nice guy, a little serious, and, you know, you'd probably enjoy grabbing a beer with him. No?
Are you aware this is an entertainment-based morning show here?
I forgot.
All right, let's talk this through. Now, Mikey, did you post these videos?
The boar?
Okay,
yeah,
look.
Yeah, it's up there.
I'm not even going to read it. I'll just tell it. Because we've already watched the video. They're having a problem in Poland where the video shows a guy standing on the beach and all of a sudden out of the waves of the ocean comes a wild boar and chases people around on the beach, knocked a guy out.
So you don't know where these boars came from, correct? It's not like we're going to guess because you don't know the answer. They just came out of the sea. Wild fish boar.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say how they think the wild boar got into the ocean.
But
it's an ongoing problem. It's not isolated.
Oh, this is scary. Nothing would make me happier than if you tweeted us at Mark in the Morn with your idea of how the wild boar came rushing out of the ocean. Do that. We'll read a couple of them.
So when Linda and I, in fact, Linda. I wanted to tell the story.
Don't whistle at her like a dog.
It's like you're hailing a taxi.
He literally just got up and left.
Yeah. Come here. Here I am.
Staring at an empty chair. Yeah. There he is.
All right, so, Linda, I was telling everybody about a problem they're having in Poland where out of the ocean will run a wild boar and chase people on the beach. Linda and I were dating, and a friend invited me to go camping. So I told Linda, and it was decided that she would go camping with me.
Uh-huh.
Now, I didn't bother with a tent.
Oh, hell no.
What?
I just took a couple of lounge chairs and a sleeping bag, and that's what we'll do. And so we go to an island. This is in Savannah, Georgia. There's a lot of islands there. So we go, and we're camping on an island, and the idea is to camp, and then the next day, we're going to go skiing on the guy's boat.
That does sound pretty awesome.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, Linda's not a camper. To Linda, camping out is staying at a hotel that doesn't have room service. That's camping.
This is correct.
All right, so we're there, and we're just sitting around the fire that night, and the guy who invited us to go, he said, he was talking about the island that we're on, and he said, there's nothing on it. Primarily, this island is used for wild boar hunting.
Uh-huh.
Linda
yes.
sat up when she heard that, because now we're on an island with people we don't know, and they use it for wild boar hunting.
In a lounge chair, sleeping. I got no sleep that night. I did get chiggers.
Oh, chiggers are the worst. Did you see any wild boar?
No.
Oh, that's good.
And then the next day, when it was time to ski and enjoy, you know, the reason we went on the trip.
And get the hell off of the island.
Yep. The boat broke.
The motor broke, yes.
So there was no skiing, and I don't even remember how we got out of it.
Somehow they fixed the motor, and by that time, the day was gone, but we got the hell out of there.
Linda, how many days until you started talking to Mark again?
It was quite a few. I was really a little upset with that one, and mainly because of the chiggers. Because he left me in the elements, and I got those red bugs.
That is insane.
You would have gotten chiggers whether we had a tent or not.
Baby, I'm sleeping under a tree. That's how you get them.
By the way, Linda, growing up in Kansas, do you know how to kill chiggers or get rid of them? What we always had to do?
Alcohol?
Yes, and clear nail polish. You have to put it over your skin because it suffocates the chiggers them. That are inside your body.
What is it? Yeah. What is this thing?
They're just these little burrowing, little teeny tiny insects that get inside your skin.
Oh,
and when you sit on the ground,
They like to burrow under your arm, under your boobs, behind your knees.
And so we'd sit on the ground in shorts growing up, and my mom would go, "Get up, you're going to get chiggers."
Yep.
I'm sure I apologized, did I not?
You did.
Okay.
And then, you know, in another story we'll tell about the time we went white water rafting.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to do that.
We almost got divorced after that.
Was that the canoe one?
Yes. You took me white water rafting in a steel canoe.
All right, first of all, I didn't buy the canoe. It was the rented from the thing.
Do you know what it's like to plow into a rock in a steel canoe.
I was so angry with you. I am surprised that I let you get in the car to go home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that trip did not go well. That one really almost ended it.
Mark, we're getting some tweets now with how the wild boar got into the ocean and started chasing people.
Let's hear it.
Let's see. Brad says, the boar fell off Noah's Ark. Mike says, sounds like the day at the beach was boring. See what I did there? Hootie hoo, Mark. And Greg says, maybe the wild boar was talking with Don Cheadle and got bored and needed to get out.
The world is trending. Let's find out what's happening, Gina Grad.
Well, Ghostbusters star Leslie Jones has rejoined Twitter after an onslaught of harassment forced her to leave earlier this week, but she is back up. The last night of the RNC closed out with Donald Trump, who gave the longest candidate speech in 40 years, clocked, I believe, at an hour and 17 minutes. And THC has been found in the town of Hugo, Colorado's water supply. It hasn't been confirmed that the potential contamination was deliberate, but signs of tampering were found around many wells. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We speak with NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace about Jeff Gordon coming out of retirement. That's at 8:35. But first, Cheap Trick. This is Mark in the Morning.
We are now joined by, and this is funny to say, my next door neighbor, who happens to be NASCAR Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace. Good morning, Rusty.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
All right, now, if you have a question for Rusty, I'll do my best to get some in. Call right now, 888-696-1003. The reason that I reached out to you, Rusty, is that Uncle Joe Benson, who is a big NASCAR fan, he's just a fan of cars, he told me about this situation of Jeff Gordon, who's now going to drive for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Can you share with us the whole story as to why this is happening?
Yeah, I sure can. I mean, as I think everybody knows that Jeff Gordon retired at the end of last year, and now he's working with Fox Television for the first half of the year doing television. Well, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, Dale Earnhardt Jr., who drives the number 88 car, who used to be Jeff Gordon's teammate, all of a sudden come down with some really severe concussion feelings. So severe that when he walks, he was kind of tipsy acting, mm-hmm. and he's starting to throw up, and he's having all these issues. And he's been involved with some pretty big wrecks of late. I'm talking about Dale Earnhardt Jr., so... You know, Dale said, look, man, I'm pulling myself out of the car. Something's wrong. My equilibrium's all messed up, and there's no way in the world he can run 200 mile an hour and, you know, keep the focus he needs to have under those conditions. So Jeff heard about it, and so, look, he said, I'm not doing TV right now because I only do it the first half of the year. So he went to Mr. Hendrick, who owns the team, and said, look, boss, if you need me, I'll come out of retirement for a couple races and help you guys out. And so... Jeff has won up at Indy, which is this weekend, five times. So the guy's only been out of the car the half of the year. And I got to tell you, Mark, I was one of the guys that said, man, I don't know why you're retiring, dude. You're too young to retire. You're on top of your game. You're running great. But, you know, he got tired of being on the road. He got tired of this. He got tired of that. So he decided to retire. But I think right now he's really missing driving a car. So when this happened to Dale Jr., he stepped in and said, look, I want to drive. And Mr. Hendrick said, man, you are the perfect choice. So they put him in the car, and literally, I think just in about an hour from now, or in fact, he might be on the track now up at Indianapolis. They're practicing today as we're doing this interview. So the big race is on Sunday, and Gordon's come out of retirement for this weekend and the following week at Pocono, Pennsylvania. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, if Dale Jr.'s concussion things don't clear up, heck, Gordon might stay in the car the rest of the year. He could.
Now, Rusty, when Joe told me this, to me, this is a really big deal. Am I correct in saying that in the NASCAR world, they're buzzing for this?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, look, when I quit driving the car at the end of 05, you know, I was burned out on being on the road and all that stuff. And I mean, all my fans were like, come on, man, don't do this. Stay in the car. And I almost stayed in the car, but right now, I got to tell you, I mean, NASCAR is starving for some of the guys of the past, and when Gordon left, it was really not a good deal, you know, for the sport. It was a good deal for Jeff. He's, you know, he get a little more time off and stuff like that, but yeah, the NASCAR world is buzzing to get him back in the car, and I got to tell you, as a competitor, man, when I got out of that car, that was the most empty feeling I've ever had in my life. And I hear about, you know, athletes, whether it's baseball, football, whatever. I mean, you get out of the car and or get off the field, and as soon as you do, man, you start missing it so bad it's unreal. And for Jeff to sit up in a broadcast booth and, you know, watch his old car go around with Chase Elliott driving the car, the guy's got to be just wigging out like, man, I can't stand this. And so when this opportunity popped up, it didn't take him long to spring into action and want to get back in that car.
Hey, Rusty, you know, we're all a big sucker for backstory and that sort of thing. Is there a friendship element with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jeff Gordon that, you know, he wanted to do this for his buddy, or is this strictly business?
No, it's more the team, because Jeff and Mr. Hendrick started Hendrick Motorsports many years ago, and then they hired Dale Earnhardt Jr. to drive the car. Then they brought Casey Kane on to drive the car and all this stuff. So he's a real team player. Jeff's always been a team player. He owns part of Hendrick Motorsports. He owns part of Rick Hendrick's car dealerships. Rick got him in that business and stuff to, you know, create life after racing.
Okay.
So I would say it's just more of that, you know, he saw a way that he could come in and help the team. And quite honestly, I mean, I personally don't know who could actually run better in that car as a relief driver than Jeff Gordon. It would not surprise me a bit if he goes to Indy and wins that race. It would not surprise me a bit if he goes the following week to Pocono and wins that race.
That's,
I mean,
what
the guy's
Joe
that
told
good. And like I said, I think he retired too quick. Him and I had a lot of run-ins on the racetrack. He beat me a lot. I beat him a lot. But I know him real well, and I know that he's really, you know, nervous, or not nervous, but missing the doggone sport. There's no doubt about it.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with my next-door neighbor, Hall of Fame NASCAR driver Rusty Wallace. I had Mikey repost this. I was banging around on the internet, and I'm not perving, Rusty. I'm not. But I found a video of your wreck at the Talladega 500. How many times did you flip?
Man, it was like over 20 times. It was one of the worst wrecks I had in a long time. That was back in April, I think, of 1993. It was between me and the late Dale Earnhardt Sr., and we were going for it. We were going to the checkered flag, and he was trying to beat me, and I was trying to hold him off. And, man, we got together in my car, shot up in the air like 20-some feet, and went flipping wildly down the front straightaway and flew over the start-finish line upside down, and I think I still finished fifth or sixth upside down. So it was a crazy-ass wreck, man, I'll tell you.
Well, Rusty, listen, I'm going to let you go, and I appreciate you taking some time. You're getting a few days into your mountain home. One question, how great were my 4th of July fireworks?
Dude, I got to tell you what. If you guys don't know, Mark is fantastic at shooting fireworks off. He's incredible. So I went across the street to some friends of ours that I race with a little bit, a guy named Billy Boat, who lives in our neighborhood also with me and Mark. And had a little couple drinks over there. We came home, Patty and I did, and all of a sudden, all heck was breaking loose. And, man, it was like the best fireworks display you've ever seen in your entire life. And I hollered out. I said, yeah. And Mark's wife hollered back. She goes, hey, Rusty, is that you? And I said, yeah. And all of a sudden, I heard Mark say, all right, boys, bring out the mortars. And, man, when he brought out the mortars, it was the biggest fireworks display you ever seen in your life. So, Mark, buddy, you get an A-plus for fitting one of the coolest fireworks display on in Lake Norman, North Carolina, that I've ever seen in my entire damn life.
When I heard you yelling off of your balcony, I just sat there in my booze-fueled haze and just laughed out loud at that. Hey, Rusty, listen, I'm going to be watching this Jeff Gordon thing again. Thank you so much. And we four have got to get together and throw a few back.
Man, you got it right, buddy. It's my fault because I'm just running around here playing around. I'm up here at the mountains today. I'm just loving golfing. I'm off work this week from the Motor Racing Network that I do all the broadcasting on. And so I'm up here. I'll be back in action up at Pocono, Pennsylvania, then out there in Watkins Glen, New York. And then me and my entire family are heading to Sturgis, South Dakota for 5 days of riding motorcycles.
Nice.
So we're going to have a good time.
It doesn't suck to be Rusty Wallace,
hell
does it?
No.
Rusty, the best to you, my friend.
All right, buddy. See you.
All right, so before we talk to Mimi Chin is in San Diego for Comic-Con. We just talked to Rusty Wallace, Hall of Fame NASCAR driver, and I was banging around the internet one day, and I saw a wreck that he had in Talladega. I think he said it was 93. And we've reposted it. Gina, watch this wreck. This is Rusty Wallace at the Talladega 500.
A lot of cars zipping around.
I don't know
somebody
how
just
he...
Here it comes.
Hit no... Whoa.
right about there. It's gonna happen.
Oh, someone's gonna do a little shake and bake up front. And
yeah, so that's Dale Earnhardt Sr. in front of Rusty, who's about to clip him.
They are just neck and neck. He pulls ahead.
I thought I cued this at the right spot.
It's only a tight three minutes.
Here comes. Can we see them going back for us?
He's a little wobbly.
Car's wibbling. Yeah.
Doing a little ping ponging off a couple of cars, trying to catch up.
And right about.
Looks like Micro Machines.
Sorry.
Mikey, really well done on the editing, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. And right about now, I think it's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Okay.
See, they pushed him out of the way.
Yep. It's great radio.
This car goes airborne and flips 20
there
times.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, oh, okay. Oh. Oh, so my God. Airborne. It's like it's being picked up by a tornado.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 times.
What?
If you want to see it, check it out.
How is he still alive? By the grace of God, that man is still alive.
Yep. And he didn't really get hurt. That's how protected those guys are.
That was terrifying.
If you want to see it, go to Mark in the Morning Facebook and check it out. Now, we're joined by Mimi Chen. She is our resident hippie, and she is in San Diego for Comic-Con. Good morning, Mimi.
Morning, and also your resident geek here. I've been going to Comic-Con for 10 years now. So.
Oh, nice.
Now, Mimi, before we get into Comic-Con, Mimi is battling breast cancer right now, and she's going through chemo, which, by the way, I loved you in your blue wig.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the hair started coming out, so I just did the deed, went to a great barber shop here in San Diego. It's called Razor's Classic, and they cropped me the shave. They were so nice. Once they heard I was having cancer treatment, now I'm bald.
Now, how is the chemo treating you?
It's up and down. What the chemo is meant to do is not only destroy cancer, but it also destroys all your white and red blood cells. Right. So I'm in that recovery week right now. So next week when I get back from Comic-Con, it's a nice treatment again, and then I'll be comatose for the week. And it's up and down.
Well, there's not a day goes by we don't think about you, Mimi, so we will continue taking care and getting updates from you.
And more pictures in that sassy blue wig.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yes. It's very good today.
So what are you finding at Comic-Con? What exactly is going on this weekend?
Well, today is the big Star Trek opening. The cast is supposed to arrive again. I think they had a panel yesterday. There's been a lot of pilots being shown. Of course, the big Riverdale one about the Archie comics. We also have, or I should say, I had the opportunity to meet Too Much Coffee Man. This is a cult classic comic that Henry Rollins has said is the only comic he ever reads. But it was very exciting for me,
random.
Comic book nerd. I met Mr. Too Much Coffee Man. Also, one of the big jokes we have in Comic-Con in our family is the creator of Hellboy is a guy named Mike Mignola. And my daughter is his biggest fan. So every year she goes and she meets Mike Mignola. And every year he never remembers her. So this is how big a fan she is. She eventually got a tattoo of his art. And she shows it to him every year. She's shown it to him for the past 3 years. Now you'd think he would remember there was a fan that tattooed his art. But last year it was I don't remember meeting you.
Oh, my God.
So my husband joked, he's like, you know what she should do? She should open up a website called Meeting Mike Mignola, because every time is like the first time.
Mimi, how many people are at Comic-Con?
It's always 150,000. It's really crazy. It's just getting through the doors is an issue. Just walking around some of the exhibits is an issue. It's like they build a mini Disneyland. So some of the structures that they build is actually almost like a little theme park where you go in and get incredible video. I do believe Walking Dead, they had zombies there.
So. Yeah, that's always a big attraction, isn't it? I was there a couple years ago when they were introducing Frozen and Godzilla. And tell me if this still happens. You would wait in line forever to get a ticket. And once you'd get a ticket, you'd realize that ticket was for another line to get a ticket.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Exactly.
That's a big one there.
It's all about lines. That's what I mean. It's like a theme park where you wait for an hour. And then And then you reach into a bag and you found you won a little keychain.
Good God, I'm just not aware. Have you seen any big stars?
Well, you know, that's the fun of walking around Comic-Con, because very often there are stars. I haven't seen one, but they are notorious for disguising themselves. For example, Bryan Cranston walked around as his character in Breaking Bad one year. So it was Bryan Cranston as Bryan Cranston, and nobody bothered him because they thought he was a fan with a mask on.
It was awesome! I was at Hall H for that, Mimi, and he walked around all day, and I was in the back, so I couldn't see him that well. He just looked like a really stern, bald man, and he Scooby-Dooed everyone. He ripped the mask off, and it was him underneath, full head of hair, laughing his ass off.
Funny.
It was great.
Well, Mimi, have a great weekend at Comic-Con, and take good care of yourself. We'll speak soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
Talk to you soon, Mimi. Have a great weekend. Let's find out what's trending out there. Gina Grad.
Well, former Playboy playmate and radio personality Danny Mathers doesn't want to go to jail over the incident where fat-shaming nude pics she posted started going all over social media. Do you remember that story? She says she thought she was sending a private message to her friend. She ended up posting a picture of this naked woman on Snapchat from the gym at LA Fitness, I believe, and said, you know, if I can't unsee this, neither can you. Well, it went viral. She lost her job. She's banned from all LA Fitnesses, if that's the one. I think it is. And now, because she's afraid of facing jail time, she's hired Tom Messero. He is the lawyer who got Michael Jackson off on molestation charges. So she is taking this very seriously. Mathers has apologized, but she has been banned from the health club for life, and I don't think she's working right now.
What would be worse, jail or banned from a fitness club?
Well, if you're a playmate, it's a toss-up. You got to get your workout somewhere. Hey, this is nuts. A drunken school teacher in Florida, you say, has been placed on probation after she walked into her second grade classroom smashed out of her mind.
Whoa.
Holly Joel pleaded no contest this week to a charge of disrupting an educational institution. The incident occurred back in March when she arrived to work noticeably drunk and slurring. A fellow teacher made the decision to tell the principal and call the police. The principal asked her to stand up, and she immediately fell over. Ooh. She had no idea what day of the week it was. She could barely speak. She was also carrying a water bottle filled with a pink liquid that cops say was alcohol. Joel was arrested in front of the kids and hauled off to jail. She was fired. I think I'd be confused if I was a little kid as to what was going on.
Yeah, plus I wonder, I mean, was this the first time? What was she what was on her mind to, I mean?
I'm just a shot in the dark here. I'm assuming she was probably a functional alcoholic for quite some time and then had a little too much pink juice in the water bottle one day. Who knows?
Wow.
But it's a funny scenario to think of in your head, but when you're really reading it as a news story, it's really sad, and obviously hope she gets some help. Yep. A wheelchair-bound woman is now a ballroom dance teacher. When Cheryl Angelili was 14 years old, she was in a swimming accident, left her in a wheelchair bound, but Cheryl didn't let that stop her. She went on to become a Paralympic swimmer. She's a 7-time world champion and still holds 15 American records and 2 world records. And now that her competitive swimming career is over, she's accepted a new job as a ballroom teacher. She says that when she's on the dance floor, it feels like she's floating across it. And she loves teaching because dancing has brought so much joy into her life, and she wants to offer it to other people to have the same joy. And she's doing this all from a wheelchair.
Cool.
Yeah, great story. And in fact, I saw another story. There's an Argentinian acrobat troupe that does aerial fabric. You know what that is? Those long sheets that hang from the ceiling and they wrap themselves up and spin around. And they were using people who have severe physical disabilities and putting them up in the aerial fabric, you know, harnessed and stuff, of course. And they said for the first time in their life, they don't just feel like they're walking, they feel like they're flying. So anyone who participates in something like this is just real cool in my book.
Nice.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Aerosmith.
Wraps it for us. We got us a weekend, but we're going to make it a working weekend. I'll explain in a minute. Uncle Joe stands with us for the 10 at 10.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
As are we.
And in order to get there, we have to go through the 10 at 10. I have for you today a year that the new Saturday Night Live cast was Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman, and Kevin Nealon. When did they start is the question.
87?
Oh, that's very good. It was 1986.
Awesome.
So we're featuring 1986, one of Gina's favorite years on the 10 of 10 coming up next here on The Sound.
Now, tomorrow, we all are going to be at the Orange County Fair from noon to 3. We're at the Heritage Stage. We hope to see all of you. And then Monday, we come back. We're going to have snakes in the radio station and Carrot Top. What could be better? It's a perfect show. Mikey.
I got some sympathy, and it's for the devil. Not really.
No.
Sorry. There's the Stones. I suck. My TV was good, though.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.